0-5. I mean, we lost another game that we felt like we could win. You got to finish ball games, and we weren't able to do that today.
You guys, 20 turnovers now for the offense. What kind of constant pressure is the defense under as a result of that?
You know what? We got a rule in defense. If you give us a yard, you should stand. You know, regardless of where we get the ball at or what happens on the older, that has nothing to do with us. We still got to play better on defense.
How do you keep the confidence up now?
What you going to do, sulk and cry about it? You got to go out there and play. You got to go out there and find a way to, you know, work your way out of this hole. And I know you heard me say that, you know, a couple of weeks here in a row, but I mean that's the facts. You know, it's only two ways to finish this season. That's either, you know, figuring out some kind of way to, you know, right the ship and get some positive momentum going here, or you know, you can sulk and feel sorry for yourself and have, you know, the worst season ever in Giants history.
Just a couple of days here to get prepared for Chicago.
I mean, it might be a good thing.
I was going to ask, is that a good thing?
It might be. We'll see. I hope so. You know, we got to find a way to get, you know, this one, this. I choose not to use an adjective there, but this game out of our loin here and find a way to, you know, get our spirits back up to go out and face a good, you know, Bears team.
A little frustrating when you stand on your own home stadium here and your fans are booing you. It feels like nonstop.
Well, we desire to get booed. You know, they come here to see a good product, and right now we're not a good product.
When you hold them to four field goals and got the lead at 21-19, are you feeling pretty decent?
Sure we are. You know, the crowd is electric there. You know, we've got positive momentum. And we just got to figure out a way to, you know, to finish that, to keep that momentum in our favor.
And then what is the feeling on the side when you see a ball go off a lineman's helmet and get intercepted that way?
Well, I mean, every time, you know, our opposing defense creates a turnover, we say to ourselves as a defense, we got to figure out a way to get a turnover ourselves. And we didn't do that today. You know, it's no way we're going to sit here and talk about I think you wanted me to say something about negative about our offense, but you know, I've been around here long enough to understand this. You know, they go through their up and down, we go through our up and downs. That offense has gotten, you know, us out of a lot of jams that the defense has put us in. And, you know, right now it's time for our defense to get them out of the jam, because they're not playing well right now. And, you know, obviously we're not either. So it's time for us to step up on defense and create some kind of positive swing here. And, you know, as far as the offense, man, I have all the confidence in the world that they're going to figure it out. Yeah, I've seen it so many times with them, you know, and that's pretty much it.
You guys on defense have done a little of that in the last few weeks.
Very little.
But there has been some. I mean, some turnovers you created.
Not enough.
Some holding. Okay. You believe that more can be done?
Well, I would not believe that. You know, I've seen it before. We just got to figure out ways to make the plays when they're there to be made. Obviously, their defense made them. You know, we got to figure out a way to make them.